stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's so amazing that this week is already Friday. It's like nothing going on. I have something I want to talk to you about concerning the flat earth. People that believe the earth is flat. A young lady made an interesting comment about that too, because she believed the earth is flat. And she made an interesting point. So I made a point about it. So I want to ask you all about that, the flat earth and the round earthers. But we'll get to that. In the meantime, you can get involved. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, does Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Does Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? An amazing question, right? For those men and women who want to overcome. Does Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you know, it's Friday. If you're running around and it's early, but in some parts of the world, it's already Saturday. What the? Or late midnight or early morning Saturday. I mean, so much, huh? And but you would like to listen to the show anyway as it is happening, and yet do what you got to do, you can. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday. Relaxed day. End of the work week for some people. Not all, but some. Friday's kind of relaxed. Kind of get it off your chest day. Fridays are and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
You talk. calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Just a nice, quiet weekend. It's perfect. Oh.
Cunningham driving to the basket, and she gets clotheslined.
Hi, how are you?
Much for peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Only women are eligible to play, but the league doesn't define what a woman is.
Could this culminate in you actually playing in WNBA?
It better.
Well, they can't get any crazier.
The hot divorcee summer.
Forget brat summer. That's so 2024.
Please kill me.
Can I get you anything else?
Yeah, it comes with shrimp in it.
I know, baby, I eat here all the time. But I'm talking about, can they put some extra shrimp in it? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I can add extra shrimp.
Okay, I get one more side, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me Uncle Harry. Hello?
How are you ordering?
Go ahead and order. Take her while I'm talking to Uncle Harry.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. The anchor baby put all that together. That's amazing, huh? The anchor baby's doing his job. He's doing Hake's job. He's working for Bond. And he's dating. What the? He's in love. Energy from God. That's the only way he's able to do that. It's not alone. Thank you, anchor baby. Amazing. So first thing, I do want to talk to you about the flat earth idea and see if it makes sense to the flat earthers and the round earthers. But first, I've come to realize more and more and more, because I talk to people all the time, men and women, all races, ages, young and old, everywhere. And it's just remarkable. It's amazing. It is what? And that, until they start to wake up, all people think alike. They think alike. They react in the same way alike. They're moody, and then they feel happy, and then they feel moody, and it's just interesting. It's really mind-blowing to me, but it helped me to, as I'm teaching, I'm learning, and it just helped me. But what I noticed, realized recently, more so than ever, but recently, it became even more clear. And for those men and women who are working on themselves and want to overcome, or you're thinking about working on yourself, you should know this. Do what you want with the information, but you should at least be aware of that. I noticed that every human being, until they finally start waking up and get to a certain point of the being awake, when situations happen in their lives, this applies to male and female, religious and non-religious, atheists and non-atheists, agnostics and non-agnostics, whatever it is you call yourself, right? It applies to everyone. And I know it's that way because we all been taught wrong. You and I and everybody and their mama have been taught wrong about life and how to live. And as a result of that, the pain, the misery, the suffering continues generation after generation after generation, because you have people, including the parents. You have people living in the darkness telling you how to live. And they have no clue themselves, even though their lives have not worked. They still give you bad advice or wrong advice about how to live. And then we're young, so we believe it, and then we continue it. Isn't that amazing? I noticed that every human being and religious people really got it bad. But not only religious, right? But religious people, they got it bad because they have been totally brainwashed. They have been totally brainwashed. But not only everybody, because our parents and everybody teach us wrong as to how to live. But what I notice is that whenever human beings, whenever human beings have a situation in their lives, let's say you have a situation, whatever it may be. And so a situation comes. Everything seemed like it started out very well. You think you have made the right decision about something, getting married or not getting married, having children or not having children, changing jobs or not changing jobs, getting a job that you just love. And then after a while, that love disappeared from that job and things change, reality sets in. Or going here, going there, living over yonder, or living over here, whatever the situation is. They, all human beings, go into their imagination, into thoughts, and they come up with a decision as to where to go, where not to go, who to marry, who not to marry, I'm in love or not in love, I have this or don't have that. I want this or don't want that. You go into the darkness of your imagination. It's like, I'm black and slow, so I think this is a good example. It's like going into a dark room and pulling the curtain together and close the curtain off so you can just totally be in a dark room where no lights can come in. No light at all comes in. You go into that room and you make a decision about something concerning your life or other people's life, but your life. And then in that dark room, you think and believe that your decision is a good decision. And you come out smiling. And then you go and do whatever the thoughts told you to do in that dark room. And then you find out it wasn't a good decision as time go by. Whatever it is, marriage, anything, it doesn't matter. Jobs, friendships, whatever. And you realize it wasn't a good decision because it's not going the way you thought it was going. And then you freak out. You get mad, you blame someone else, you overreact. You become afraid, or you become lonely, or you become stressed, or you become angry, or something. You cry. But what's so interesting to me about this, you went into this dark room, you pulled the curtains behind you, And in darkness, you made a decision. Or the decision was made for you and you thought you made it. You thought you made that decision. It felt good or it felt bad and you thought it was true. And you find out later it wasn't. It didn't go that well. And you know what you do? Think about this. Really, just smoke on this. You go back to that dark room, freaking out. You go back to that dark room, into that dark room, and you draw the curtain so no light get in there, and you make another decision. Or a decision's made for you. And then this time, that decision tell you, this one is going to work. It's better than the first one. It will work. It will tell you something like, get a new job, get a new wife, get a new husband, get date more, date less, move here or move there, or whatever, get new friends. You went back into that same dark room that gave you the first suggestion of what to do in your life, and you did it, and it didn't work out. And you go back into that same dark room looking for more advice. And then you get it, and then you're like, oh, happy. You start telling everybody, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm moving to Florida. I'm moving to this place and that place. I'm getting a new job. This job is not working. These people are awful. Or I'm going to get new friends. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have children. You think you have the answer now. You went back into the same dark room that gave you bad advice in the very beginning. And it didn't work out. And you go back into the same location and you consult with the same consultant and they give you some more bad advice and you believe it's new and good advice and then you go out there and do it and it goes wrong. And then you're like, what the? And then you go back into that same dark room and you consult with the same darkness. And it tell you, oh, you can figure this out. Don't worry. We got this figured out. Here's what you do. And you go back in and do it again. And that dark room that I'm talking about. And then in that dark room, you think that you're going to figure out the first mistake that you made, the first bad decision. You think you're going to figure your way out of that situation. I'm going to figure this out. And then you go back into that room and back into that room and back into that room and same dark room, thinking that you're going to finally figure out your situation. And it never works. And human beings, they do it over and over and over. And when they think they have it, they go tell everybody. They like busy talking about it, like they got the answer. They call up old friends, old relationships, and this and that, thinking that that's the answer. And that dark room that I'm talking about is your imagination. Your thoughts, your feelings. You keep going behind that wall of thoughts. And they do live behind a wall. And all they have is this rotating wall of dark ideas and dark feelings, false feelings of happiness, false feelings of love, false feelings of everything. And it never worked. But when that first thought set you up for failure, You still go back there into that wall. You close the curtains, and you advise with the. You get advice from the thoughts, and then you think you got it. That is the most remarkable thing I ever seen. It is mind-blowing, but I understand. And all those thoughts are lying, and all of them are based on what you've been taught by other people who are living in the same darkness, whether it's your parents, your teachers, your preachers, your whatever. There are religious people who really have the idea, the thoughts, the belief, the feelings that when they drop their bodies, when they die, they think they're going to heaven. They really believe they're going to heaven. Think about that. And they believe it. First of all, they've been lying to that they are. And then they believe it because they think they have, because they have the knowledge of, read about, heard about God, Jesus, or whatever, right? Heaven. They think that knowledge about it, that information about it, and the false feeling that come with it, they think that's what heaven is, or they believe that that's going to get them to heaven. They really believe that when they die, and they're waiting for that. They're waiting to die and go to heaven. Can you get any dumber than that? But they go into that wall of thoughts, wall of belief, wall of faith. They actually, there are some religious people, and this is like new to me, and so that's why I'm so excited about it. They believe, and I know the Catholic people believe in Mary. They like worship Mary, and they would never call it worship, but that's what it is. In the same way, every human being worship thoughts. Thoughts are your God. That's why you believe them. Emotions are your God. That's why you get ticked sometimes and moody, and you don't have the same personality every day. Because you think your emotions, your changes of emotion, those are your gods. Who will I be if I don't be a little different with this crowd or these people or this moody thing or this moody thing? You made those your idols. And you're refusing to put them down and follow Christ. You refuse to do it. You hold on to it. You won't even snap out of it. And someone said, what's wrong? You say nothing. And then your face tell everything. Nothing. Oh, no, I'm fine. What a mess, huh? There are people in different religions, not just the Catholic, but the Catholic got it bad, who truly believe that Mary, the mother of Jesus, is a holy woman, and though she's dead, that she'll pray for them. And you can't convince them that that's not true. And they call Mary their mother. In the different religion, I know the Catholic got it, so apparently the Orthodox religion people has it. And I know that I know the Mexicans got it bad because I think most of them are Catholics, or a lot of them. And you can't convince them that that's not true and that that's not going to get them to heaven. Isn't that amazing? They go into this dark wall of ideas and thoughts, and they're convinced. They're made up in their mind that what they believe is true. And you cannot convince them, don't even try, that they're wrong. That no, that's just an idea. That's just a thought. That's just intellect. It's not real. It's just not real. And they think that Mary's interceding for them, and they're going to die, and Mary's going to be up there waiting for them. Amazing, huh? And human beings are going back into this dark, dark wall. They're going back into the dark wall of the imagination, and they're consulting with the devil and calling him God. And they don't know that there's not one situation in your life that you're going to figure out. Because you're using the mind to figure it out. You're using the very thing that got you into the situation to figure out how to get out of the situation. You're consulting with evil, and you call it God. You never, ever, ever, but never, as long as you live on this earth, and if you die that way, even when you die, you're never going to figure out how to get over any situation. It will always lead you into another bad situation. You got to stay out of that dark closet that you go into and you pull the curtains and you're looking for answers. You're looking for to figure a way out. You need some light so that you can see your way out. You need the light. Don't go into the imagination. Don't go behind that wall with all those thoughts because you keep repeating the same thing over. Why not stay in the light so that you can see your way out? I was talking to a young man the other day. He called this show, and he was thinking that he needed to get married. I'm moving back to, I believe he had moved back to South Carolina, somewhere from L.A., because he had no children, he's not married or anything. But L.A. is so expensive, he said, so he moved back there to Norfolk, South Carolina, one of the Carolinas or something, thinking that, oh, he can move back there, And he's going to prepare, things are cheaper, so he can get ready to get married and start a family, settle down, right? Then he get back there, you find out things are expensive there too, as they are in L.A. And he's like, what the? And then I ask, why do you think you're going to get married? How you prepare for marriage? Are you already married? No. Are you dating? No. What made you think, how are you going to prepare for something that doesn't exist? And he said something like, it was an amazing conversation. Well, I'm thinking about settle down one day. Settle down, get married, and have children. And I reflected on that conversation later. Where does this idea come from? Here you are, single man, single woman. You're going to get married and settle down. How dumb can that be? When you get married, and especially when you have children, your responsibility to go through the roof. Ain't no way you're going to settle down. What the? Life become hell for you. But the mind, and you've been taught, you're going to settle down. There's not one person married with children, and they're settled. 888-7, it's food for thought. 888, and it's Friday. 77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Amazing, huh? It's amazing what the mind can make you believe. And once you're stuck in the darkness of belief, you cannot be convinced that that's not true. That's mind-blowing to me. But I understand it. It's not without understanding now. Announcement. The Hake Report. It's Friday. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time is not going to happen. What the? Hake is not here today. Again. Can we all say it at the same time? One, two, three. Beta back. Beta. What a beta. So no Hake Report today. But at 11 a.m., as usual, and right on time, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. TheFallenState.tv, I had a fun and interesting discussion with Savannah Craven. Savannah is a pro-life activist and the host of Her Patriot Voice.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm proud to be an American. I love being an American. These radical ideas that the left is pushing, they hate America, and they have no idea how good they have it.
A lot of the protesters, they're out there protesting, and they don't know why.
People want to feel included, and they're not pushed to think and answer things for themselves, because there's nothing in our laws written that you can't be black, that you can't be a woman, and you can't be gay, or all three of those things.
You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. Or jessaleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing, huh? I'm adjusting my headset. I'm trying to make it work, but I have to turn it up too high, too loud, for me to really hear myself for some reason. And so that's why I keep reaching over here. Because when I turn it up, the music sound extra loud, or the caller sound extra loud. But when I turn it down, I can't hear myself through my headset. I cannot hear it. Amazing, huh? So, the Fallen State at 11 a.m. And after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. Sometime around 12, 12:30 at best. The American Anchor Baby, right after the Fallen State. And then, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you on Sunday in fellowship. Come on down. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't make it, go to Jesse Lee Peter. No, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And be a part of it as it is happening right in front of your face. And thank you all for your support. One other quick thing. I talked with a young lady yesterday. And she, at the end of the counseling session, she's like, Jesse, I want to ask you a question about flat earth. Do you have time? Flat earth. I'm like, yeah. What is it? She said, you believe the earth is round, right? I'm like, yeah. And she said, well, if the earth, and I may not have it exactly the way she said it, so I don't want to misquote her, but she says that if the earth is round, why, and then as the earth is turning, at some point, we are on the bottom of the earth. I said, yeah, so I've heard. We are on the bottom of the earth, and when we are on the bottom of the earth, why is it that we can jump up and we can walk around, we can jump up and down and don't fall off? Something like that. I'm like, that's an interesting question. Why is it that we don't fall off? I'm like, how about gravity? And then she asked, I said to her, because gravity keeps us from falling off. And she said, well, how about the water in the oceans and the seas? If you notice, the water doesn't fall off either, or whatever, splash. And I'm like, that's an interesting question. And I'm going to put that out there today on my show, I said to her. And I'm going to ask the flat earthers and the round earthers what they think about that. Why is it when the earth is turning, at some point, we're under the bottom of the earth. How come you still can jump up and don't fall off? Nick, you feel like responding to that?
Why they don't fall off?
Yeah. Are you a flat earther or a round earther?
I am a globe tard. What does James call it? I am definitely a globe tard. Definitely globe tarded, totally propagandized.
And so do you believe that the earth, at some point, we're on the bottom of the earth because it's turning?
Yeah.
And why don't we, how are we able to jump up and move about and not fall off?
Gravity holds us to the planet.
I said that to her. But for some reason, I don't know what happened to the conversation when I said that. And she was a nice lady, too. And so you believe, and how about the oceans and the sea, the water on the bottom there with us, it doesn't move either. I don't know if people believe that gravity exists.
I believe some don't, or believe it's a different mechanism that keeps us held to the earth. But I would ask her whether it's round or not. I mean, we're not falling off. Like, that's not happening.
Right.
What would make you think that it would happen? Because as you observe, no water is floating away or falling off.
Right.
No people are falling off.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
And so flat earthers don't believe gravity exists. Because Derek, my producer, he black, and he's a flat earther.
Shout out.
Shout out, flat earther, Derek. Derek says, he's telling me right now, flat earthers completely reject gravity. That's amazing. That's what I'm just saying. Why do they not accept gravity?
I've I don't know. Well, I guess I kind of know, because they reject space and they reject the whole idea that Earth is a planet out in space. And so this massive planet attracts all sorts of, it exerts gravity on smaller mass. They don't believe any of that. I don't know what they believe. I think I heard a flat earther once tell me they believe density keeps things down on the Earth. But
what is density? What do I mean?
Density is how much mass is packed into a space. You know, if you put a rubber ducky in a glass of water, it'll float. But if you put a rock, the rock sink to the bottom, because the rock is denser than the water. Or there's a better way of saying that, but density is at play there. In the same way, we're all in air right now. This isn't empty. This is air right now that I'm moving my hands through.
Right.
And air has a density. And so I think the idea is that we're denser than the air, so we don't float away. But
amazing. It's interesting what the mind can do to us. Amazing. So that's the question. When the earth is, when we are under the earth, I don't even know if the earth is like, we do rotate, so we're moving around the earth.
The earth rotates, the earth itself rotates, and the earth, while it's rotating, is spinning around the sun.
Okay.
So that creates the days and the nights, and this rotating earth as well.
Amazing. I did not know that.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Not to the flat earthers. I didn't know the flat earther didn't think that gravity existed at all. It must be my fault.
But what were you trying to help her with? I might have missed that part.
She was asking me that about the flat earther versus the round earther. And she said that she had got some profound information from a flat earther. And the flat earther made the point that if the world is turning and it's a ball, why is it that we're able to jump up and down when we're under the earth and not be taken away? Something like that.
Okay, I get it now. Yeah, gravity. I mean, to assume that's profound because someone told you a far too simple model, I don't know how to help. I don't know what to say to that, you know?
What did Derek say?
Derek is saying, he says, it's primarily buoyancy and density. Objects fall simply because they are denser than the air surrounding them. What I was saying, it's like we're floating. We're standing in air right now, but we're heavier than the air.
But shout out to Derek.
It doesn't really explain everything else we've observed about the natural world. It's far too simple. I mean, the mere fact that we've seen the Earth, and it's round.
Amazing. So there you have it. I said to her, I'm going to ask that, which was yesterday. I said, I'm going to ask that tomorrow, which is today, Friday, on my show, and see what we get. One other quick thing. Is this alpha male or beta male? What do you think about this? And then I get to your calls. A New York Post is reporting. A Texas high school teacher broke down in class and on his lunch break after discovering his senior class, ages 17 to 18 years old, couldn't write. This is from X.
So I am on my lunch break. I'm teaching seniors. We had two paragraphs to read, one sentence, complete to write. I gave them the sentence stems. I basically completed the sentence for them in the model. These are 17 and 18-year-old kids, and they couldn't fill in four words. Four words. I literally broke down in the middle of class. This is only day two. And I have seniors who simply cannot read, and seniors who cannot write. They can reason. They have the ability to defend their reasoning if it's talking to their homeboy, but applying that to a written text, two paragraphs, and they couldn't do it. Our young black men, our young brown men, our young black girls, and our young brown girls.
What the? That's a teacher. He broke down in class in front of the children. And he's grown. He's black and male. I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Some social media users attacked the teacher for exposing his student literacy troubles. And we have that.
Clover here posted, said, asked, who is letting this man teach their kids? And when did he become a teacher? What a mess. Major Moves with a post has another comment here. Says, listen here. This piece of ish, he didn't write ish. This piece of ish excuse for a teacher just went on social media and called his underserved hood students the R word to the entire world. As if these kids and their parents won't see it. He better move far away ASAP. People are going to get enough of exposing others for clicks.
What do you think about that?
About the teacher?
Uh-huh.
Well, these people are mad at him for the wrong reason because telling the truth.
Oh,
his behavior was just ridiculous. I bet you that's not helping either.
And not.
And it's misplaced because he's like, the parents and the system. I mean, what did he say? I think he says like, we. So I think he's talking about like school and the system.
Yeah.
But what about the parents and the culture in that family, in that community? So it's a couple of things, but at the core, he's just saying what's happening.
Right.
They can't read. They can't write. And these people are mad at him for that. It's all messed up.
Well, they don't need to learn to read and write because they're black, and the white people are going to let them in anyway. Why bother reading and writing?
A great question, and yeah. I think one that gets far closer to the core of what's
going
on here.
You don't need to know how to read and write. You get everything based on your color now, male or female, but color, except white people. White people, y'all still got to learn to read and write. Because when y'all stop learning to read and write, it ain't nothing going to be happening. There'll be nothing to give.
Yeah, it'll be over.
After these social media people attacked the teacher, responded with another video, in another video from X.
Now, a lot of people have been saying things like, what makes Darius Cooks qualified to be a teacher? I graduated with a second bachelor's degree from Berklee College of Music this past summer. I've also since enrolled in American College of Education. I'm currently working on a master's degree in education. I'm studying for curriculum and instruction. I am currently 1B and 2As in. I know a lot of you said, he has a felony. He has a background. I told you I didn't. You believed whoever said I did, okay? So for those of you who may have an issue or a problem with me teaching young adults, take the charge. You do it. You get certified. You walk into these high schools. You get a classroom. You stand in front of 22 kids each period, and let me see how well you do.
So did he
started fighting them. He started arguing with them.
Why didn't he respond at all? A no response is the best response. Now, you're not going to convince people anyway. Their minds are made up because they live in that dark wall, and they're going to believe what they're going to believe.
It's unmatched what you say about devils fighting. He had a mission. He had a mission. Yeah. It was about saving the kids. The moment someone said something to him, he's like, let me start arguing with them. Now it's about this. Now it's about this fight.
And then, you know, they're talking about, I got into this school and that school, and I did this, and I did. I wonder, was it DEI?
Yeah, he's but part black, of the, I mean, he's got to, like, also, if he was being total about what's happening, it would include him, maybe. It would include him or the schools, if we want to be general.
Black kids do not need to learn to read and write. Not in America today. You just need to show up. As long as you black, male or female, you can run for president and not even be qualified. Not even know how to present your case without cackling. Ding, 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 ding. So the New York Post, William break down in the middle of class. William's breakdown in the middle of the class came days after it was revealed that a majority of New York City students between the third and the fifth grade failed the English language art test last school year. There's another image for you, I believe.
Yeah, in fact, Derek included this graph, and it breaks down the test scores of students between the third grade and the eighth grade, and it shows how, and it shows their results. It shows how, for example, in the first column, grade three, it shows how the orange column is the latest preliminary results. Only 43% of students in the third grade actually got a proficient grade, a passing grade. And then when you average it out, the last graph at the end, all the grades between 3 to 8, only 48% got a proficient grade.
Amazing. Right on. And one last thing, and then I get to your calls. So, again, black kids, don't worry. You don't need to learn to read and write. You just need to be black and show up, and they'll give it to you. The white man is afraid. They don't want to be called racist. You will get the job, whether you're qualified or not. So don't worry. Here is an example of a teacher that will be teaching children. And then parents, don't worry. Keep putting your kids in the classroom. You show that you don't love them anyway. You don't care. You don't care if they have transgender teachers, whatever, dumb teachers, or whatever. You just don't have to be bothered with them during the daytime. You can go out and work or have fun because you don't love the children anyway. So this is fine. Here's an example of it's reported that a high school teacher named Chase, who identifies. Do I have time to play this, Derek, or should I wait?
There's your answer.
Kurt, not Derek, but Kurt. Okay, when I come back, we got 2 more hours to go. I'm going to play that final soundbite of the teachers in the classroom. And then I'm going to get to all of your calls and your super chats. It's Open Line Friday. We're just going to relax and have some fun. And Anchor Baby going to give you the hate news. But by the Anchor Baby news, but the hate news. And I'll be right back. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We'll be right back.
Happy Open Line Friday, an amazing first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show already done. Imagine that. Well, we got more coming up. So don't go anywhere, callers and listeners, 888-775-3773. How about a little bit of hake news by the Anchor Baby News by the hake news? I like how Jesse said it. Strait of Hormuz, the carriers, and all of the soldiers' mamas coming, defend their boys and probably girls, because they're saying they're having a bad time. At least some are. So a little bit of an update on all that in the latest from the Middle East. Tensions remain high around the Strait of Hormuz as Iran continues attacks on commercial ships it says are transiting without its approval. UAE vessels were hit this week. Traffic has slowed to a near standstill, and the United States warns it can maintain its naval blockade of Iran indefinitely while stepping up economic pressure. Tehran still claims sole control of the waterway and is demanding sanctions relief before fully reopening it. Meanwhile, the aircraft carrier USS George Washington is heading from the Pacific toward the Middle East to relieve the USS Abraham Lincoln. The Lincoln has been deployed for more than 250 days, setting a modern record for continuous time at sea amid the Iran conflict. Families and lawmakers report severe strain on the roughly 5,000-person crew, including supply shortages, plumbing problems, food issues, and mental health concerns. Multiple reports describe sailors attempting to jump overboard. The Navy confirms one sailor went over on August 3rd and was safely recovered, while saying it has not seen an overall rise in suicidal ideation. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called some of the condition reports completely misrepresented. Probably a little bit of this and that. But the most amazing thing to me is all, and I'm kind of characterizing it my way, it's the mamas, the soldiers' mamas coming to save them. But in the latest on the WNBA, after you saw those two men who are now women, former NBA players Enes Kanter Freedom and Royce White, who declared their intent to enter the 2027 WNBA draft, saying they identify as women in a move widely viewed as a test of the league's eligibility rules. Kanter Freedom said self-identification meets the current guidelines, while White joked that his wig is in the mail, and he claimed he sometimes identifies as a woman for professional basketball purposes. The WNBA's bargaining agreement states that only players who are women are eligible, but it does not further define the term by biological sex or other criteria. After an anti-hate task force meeting this week, the league said there's no immediate eligibility matters affecting the WNBA, and strongly denounced what it called bad faith efforts to use the issue to demean or marginalize others. I told you this was going to happen. The WNBA was just going to be like, that's a stunt. We're not going to do that. And nothing will change. The debate intensified after Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham publicly opposed biological males. But anyways, a little bit on a couple of high-profile cases going on. You might remember Luigi Mangione, the man charged in the 2024 fatal shooting of the UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is expected to plead guilty today in Manhattan federal court. Sources say Mangione will enter a plea to federal stalking charges that resulted in death. The hearing is set this morning after ongoing negotiations. He faces a maximum of life in prison on federal counts. Details of any plea agreement remain unclear. The federal case is separate from New York State murder and weapons charges, where his trial is scheduled to begin next month. A guilty plea in federal court could complicate or prompt challenges to the state prosecution on double jeopardy grounds, though state prosecutors have indicated they still plan to move forward. And a little bit on some high-profile ladies. Daughter of Bill Gates, Phoebe Gates, is facing intensifying scrutiny over her AI-powered shopping startup, Fia. Bloomberg reports that Gates and co-founder Sophia Kenney knew for months that the app was engaging in cookie stuffing, a practice where the software automatically placed tracking cookies to claim affiliate commissions on purchases it didn't help generate. Basically stealing. What happened to Phoebe Gates? Major retailers, including Nike and Nordstrom, were affected. Fia says the features were removed. And another scammer, Selena Gomez and her mother, Mandy Tiefate, maybe not scamming, but they're being sued for fraud over their mental health company. Maybe more on that later. The fraud is thinking you could help someone's mental state unless they forgive. But enough of all that. More Jesse Lee Peterson, hour two, coming right up.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. Derek says Jesus desired both. Desire both mercy and sacrifice. What the? Okay, thank you, Derek, my producer. I put my two cents in on Sunday. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and we're going to get to your super chats now, your everything, your phone calls, if you're out and about and you still want to listen to the show live while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Just a nice, quiet weekend. It's perfect. Oh.
Cunningham driving to the basket, and she gets clotheslined.
Hi, how are you?
Much for peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Only women are eligible to play, but the league doesn't define what a woman is.
Could this culminate in you actually playing in WNBA?
It better.
Well, they can't get any crazier.
The hot divorcee summer.
Forget brat summer. That's so 2024.
Please kill me.
Can I get you anything else?
Yeah, it comes with shrimp in it.
I know, baby, I eat here all the time. But I'm talking about, can they put some extra shrimp in it? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I can add extra shrimp.
Okay, I get one more side, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me a... Okay, Harry.
Hello? How you order it?
Go ahead and order it. Take Harry while I'm talking to Uncle Harry.
Oh, Lord. Grandma. Give me extra shrimp, right? I'm talking about extra shrimp. What the... So let me quickly show you. We told you about this black teacher, according to report, boohooing in class because the black boys and girls can't read or whatever, according to report. And some people criticized that And so he came back and talked about how smart he is. Well, and then I've said for a long time, it really doesn't matter. Number one, if you're black kids, you don't need to get an education nowadays. Really. Because you're going to get whatever you want anyway based on color. That's all you need. You just need to be black. And it doesn't matter whether you can read or write. That is America today. And then the parents don't really care at all. Because if the parents cared about their children, they would not send them to school. They would love their children and keep them home. And the mother would stay home and educate the children, and the father would go out and provide. If they love the kid, but parents don't love the children, especially mothers. So it's all happening just the way it should be happening. And I got one other quick example I wanted to play for you before that break. If you missed all that in the first hour today, you can podcast and you'll see what we're talking about here now. But I promise you, I have no doubt about it at all. Parents do not love children, especially mothers. If they loved the children, there would be no such thing as program for children. Babysitters for children, daycare centers and all that, so the mama could go to work. They don't love the children. And when they go to the school board meetings after they hear about what's going on and they yell at the teachers, they yell at the school board members and everything, it's just an act. It's another thrill to put out there so that people see them yelling about what's happening in school. It's just another thrill because they want the environment around them to think that they love their children. It's all a lie. It's an act. Here's an example of what's happening in the schools, and the parents know about it, but because they don't love their children, it's about themselves. They don't care. They don't care. I need a little bit more swim, baby. Can I get eggs to swim? I'm asking for eggs to swim. I want large swim in my whatever, right? They don't care. I just want to go to work. The kids don't make me feel good. They don't appreciate me, they say. A high school teacher from X, this is from X, a high school teacher by the name of Chase, who identified as a bitch, non-binary. What? Oh, Butch. Is that Butch?
Yeah, Butch.
Oh. What did I say?
I can't say.
Yeah, because you're a Christian.
Because I'm in James' chair.
So a Butch non-binary, not a bitch.
Right.
Non-binary. And uses they/them pronouns. This person, according to this X thing, announced plans to send parents an introductory email about their identity and to teach a pronoun lesson one day. To teach a pronoun lesson, not one day, on day one, right away. Watch this from X.
My name is Chase, and I am a Butch non-binary high school teacher, and this is my plan for back to school this year. The first thing I'm doing this year is I'm just going by Chase. No Mrs., Mr., Mix, like, just Chase. I did it last year, and it went great, and none of my students cared at all. None of the administration cared at all. So I'm planning on just doing that again this year. Something I'm doing this upcoming year that I didn't do last year is I think I'm just going to send an introduction email to all of my students and all of their parents, just saying my name, my pronouns, a little bit about my background and why it's important to me. I know that not every single parent is going to understand and not every single parent is going to care or be respectful, but I think my job as a teacher is to educate people. And if that means I get to educate the parents too, awesome. The third thing I'm doing this year is a pronoun lesson. I'm doing it day one. I just tell my students that I'm non-binary. I use they, them pronouns. And that what non-binary means to me is that I'm not really a boy or a girl. I'm kind of just doing my own thing. And a lot of them really get it. My students last year would correct each other when they messed up my pronouns. So I'm kind of just hoping for the same thing this year. I am excited for back to school.
I know you are. Sage is always excited for back to school. I was that a boy or a girl? I couldn't tell. They had breasts, so I think
that's a girl.
Is he like a real woman who pretended to be a man?
That's a real woman. My radar says real woman pretending to be a man.
That's a real woman. That's a female.
Female trying to be male.
Pretend to be a male. Oh.
Or nothing. Or a nothing. You know how they try and do that?
Right. Is he going to take his breast off? Because I want the school kids to see that he got breasts. And they ain't chicken breasts.
They might ask, but wait.
Ask!
You know, kids, they see the truth, so to speak, or they'll just say it, like, with no filter. Like, but you're Chase. That's a boy name, but that's not a boy part.
I know.
You'll have to ask Chase. I don't know.
Amazing.
Chase. Not Mr. or Mrs., just Chase, like a stage name. It's kind of ridiculous, like your prince or something. You're a teacher.
But this is why it's not important for the children to learn to read, especially the black children or the brown children, because, number one, the parents don't care anyway. And then, number two, if you're a person of color, you're going to get the job. White people are not going to tell you anything about how you're there free. And so, all is well. So Derek is telling me from AI, Google AI, that a butch, is it butch or bitch?
Butch. I need to stop you right away.
Right.
Don't ever say that again.
Okay.
It's butch. Sorry, it's the chair. It's the chair talking.
A butch non-binary, B-U-T-C. Okay, butch.
A butch non-binary person is a masculine queer person who does not feel completely like a man or a woman.
What do they feel like?
I don't know. Sometimes one or the other. But they like to dress more manly. If I had to pick on the dressing, on the presenting, they're more on the man side. But how they feel inside, according to AI, it could go either way. Depends on the day, I think.
Would that guy dress like a female or male?
More on the male side.
Oh, okay.
It looked like people I've seen describe themselves as butch. It was related to that.
Oh, okay. What a mess, Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. Let me go to Brad out of Washington State. Brad, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, can you hear Brad. Me,
great. So I called into your show a few years, maybe like between 4 or 5 years ago. Congratulations for still being on the air.
Thank you.
And I was telling you why I believe that the black people are the real Israelites, the real Jews. And so I had come into more, like I had more life experience, and I discovered some new things to kind of like further back that claim. And I discovered something, the darndest thing about white people. Not all, but most. Because I had spent the last few years in Vietnam in a place where if you have a felony, first of all, you can't leave the country. And if you have any criminal record, you can't have a visa, right? That in all of my years there, learning the language, teaching, hanging out with locals and foreigners alike, you know, having a clean slate, not having any expectations, that I noticed that even in Vietnam, when white people, they see me speaking the language and getting along with the locals, dating a beautiful girl. Not,
are you
not
white or black?
Black. Black.
Are you black?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was.
And so you, yeah. Yeah, he black. And so you believe that you are the real Jews?
Well, I mean, I want to continue. Let me get the first part of my story out.
Okay.
Because I want to make it different.
Short because of time.
All right.
And so why do you sound white if you're black?
Well, because I'm American.
You're married?
No, I'm American.
Oh, American.
And yeah, so people,
what
they all can
tell. What does that have to do with sounding white?
Well, maybe it's because when my dad moved us here, he's white. he told me once that people back in North Carolina, they called him the N-word lover. And from a very young age, you know, I realized that there is this stigma kind of about, you know, the races. And so we moved to a place where...
Why do you call yourself black if your father is white?
Right, because race is a social construct.
What?
Like, so my brothers, they're both white-skinned. And they don't feel any of the kind of disdain, and they don't get what I call the hate stare from most whites because of their proximity to their color, which is why I want to point out Vietnam again, because even though I, you know, treated everybody the same, still there, it was mostly the whites who turned their back on me or who crossed me or who called me out of my name. Like, I met a guy, a UK guy, Christian guy, white guy, you would always say, oh, he black, you know, referencing your show. And I said, hey, you know, like, if you say that, like, multiple times when we're hanging out, yeah, it's kind of exhausting. Can you, like, stop? And he just turned a blind ear to my request. And, you know, I eventually ended the friendship. Because I see that even in the church, most whites are like this.
But what is your proof that blacks, because of time, Brad, what is your proof that black people are the real Jews?
Because when I see the quality of women that foreigners get in these places, the black ones are the ones who get the girls who've been in the church their whole lives and who are also beautiful. And the white ones are usually the ones who get the ones who are less beautiful. Maybe they're older, have a kid or divorced or something like that. And so I also see that the.
But Brad, what do you prove that black people are the real Jews?
Right, because the Bible says that the glory of the man is the woman. It's like his crown.
Brad, what do you prove that black people are the real Jews, though?
100% of them have some conviction about God.
Who?
That I've seen. Well, Jesse, let's back up.
Hold on, Brad, because of time. Black people, 100% of black people have some convictions about God, you say?
Well, my point
Did
in making the call this morning.
Did you say that?
As many as I've found.
But that's because they've been traumatized by their black mamas. The black mama destroyed them, and then they sent them to church.
I believe that, too. I got problems with my mama. But my point
How
was
old
not
are
in
you?
Talking about the Jews. 36.
Oh, okay. And so what is your proof that black people are the real Jews? I'm still waiting for that.
Well, I didn't call to talk about that.
You said it. You said, Jesse,
well,
I have proof that black
people
are the real Jews. And I'm still waiting for your proof. And so far, you haven't given it to me. What's your proof that black people are the real Jews?
It's because of the fruit that I see that they bear in the world.
Oh, you mean like all the
everywhere? Everywhere where whites haven't colonized them, they still maintain their culture. And the women are the friendliest and the most family-oriented. Like, it's a curious case of Ethiopia. You know, I find that Ethiopian women, you know, they're just friendly just as any other woman in the world. And same like in Vietnam, where whites, they weren't able to colonize them. Feminism is far away from that place.
So are you married to a black woman or a white woman?
Well, I'm about to be engaged to an Asian woman.
What the?
Here. When I get back to the country shortly.
Holy black women. You say you're black, even though you're white. Why don't you marry a black woman?
Well, because in my getting of wisdom, I realized asking God about wisdom about women, that even though Eve was perfect, she could not defend herself from the devil, right? So they always are subject to some kind of influence unless it's protected by the man, right? And because of the relentless onslaught that, you know, women say that they have a problem with white men. Black people say that they have a problem with white men. Mexicans, they say they have a problem with white men.
But they're lying.
Even Asians.
But they're lying.
Well, because when I realized that...
You know they're lying, right?
85? Well, I'll tell you why feminism...
Brad. When these people of color are complaining about white people being their problem, you know they're lying, right?
Well, I have proof.
No, I'm asking a question first. Do you know that they're lying?
Before, I thought they were lying, and I was a Trumpster full-heartedly, and I was a Jesse Lee Petersoner, you know, all of this stuff. And then I traveled outside of the country. You know, I'm the kind of guy, I went to the Ukrainian church, studied Ukrainian, went to Mexico with my many years of Spanish over there, went to the Korean church, speaking, singing in Korean with them. In customs, on the intercom, as an interpreter, a Korean interpreter, in Vietnam, now teaching classes in Vietnamese, giving speeches.
Brad, I gotta run, buddy, because of time, and I don't have time to hear all your bragging stuff. But let me ask, so your father is white, and your mother is what?
Black.
Black. And you identify with not your father, but your mother.
Well,
am I right?
I don't identify with either of them based on anything.
But why have you chosen the color black over white?
Well, because my skin is dark and I'm treated differently than my brothers when we go out places.
And do you love white people?
Yes.
And how do you treat others?
With the benefit of the doubt until they give me reason to be suspicious.
But if you treat others with benefit of doubt, how did you come up with this crazy idea, which is totally not true, that black people are the real Jews?
Because I see every culture that loves black culture and every person in any culture who's got the hip-hop aesthetic, they can easily date beautiful women.
But nobody loves black people.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the whole propaganda. That's the lie, is that the only people who mostly hate black people are whites.
No race of people love black people at all because they're afraid of the black. They're sick of the black complaining and blaming. They are sick of the victimhood mentality of the blacks. They are sick of blacks acting like somebody else is their problem. And I can honestly tell you, no race is like black people at all.
I've been to the ends of the earth and spread the gospel. I'm bragging because I'm the guy they're talking about who's been to the ends of the earth and spreading the gospel.
Are you a flat earther?
I lean more towards flat earth theory.
So when you went to the end of the earth, was it flat or round?
Right, it's not a serious question, though.
What do you mean?
For the sake of time.
What do you mean, Brad?
Right, when
if you believe
the Bible
if you believe black people are the real Jews, then flat earth question is a serious question.
Right, so the reason why I see that you have yet to be married.
Thank you, Brad. I got to run. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jim. Man, Jim, first time caller out of Illinois. Jim, you are on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jim.
I was just thinking about the flat earth thing, and I was just asked this question yesterday, so I thought I'd call in.
Are you a flat earther?
So, no, I'm a globe, round globe.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
<guess.
laughs> Go ahead.
So if you take a third person perspective from different angles from outer space, and you look at the sun, moon, earth, and the earth is flat, I guess my first question to the flat earthers is the sun and the moon and all the stars and the solar, you know, universe flat also? So everything is flat in its own, you know, it's a horizontal plane, I guess. If you look at the solar eclipse that we just had, and you had a flat earth, and it's spinning and also moving around the sun with the moon at the same time, it would have to be positioned vertically and flat against the sun so that you could block out the moon or vice versa. So, and then it'd be spinning vertically, or if it was spinning end to end, then it would be a centrifugal force issue and then gravity would have an issue. So I guess my question, and if that is the case and everything's flat in their world, unless it's just the Earth, would all the stars be positioned flat towards us so they would reflect a round light? If you had a flat Earth that's horizontal and the sun and the moon were in between, you were in between them, wouldn't you just see a line if you had like a solar eclipse or a blood moon event or something like that? So it just doesn't make sense that, and also if you think about the moon where it moves around the earth as well as the sun at the same time, it stays in a fixed position, so you only see one side of it. There's always a dark side. So I guess the question is then, would we have a dark side of the earth because the sun wouldn't be able to shine on it, because it has to be towards the It has to be vertical, spinning at the same time, and towards the sun, so it would, you know, illuminate everything. But then you would have a dark side. Does that make any sense?
Well, Lou is a flat earther from Arizona, and he want to respond to you about what you being a round earther and what you said. Do you mind talking to Luke?
No, that's fine. I'm curious.
Okay, Luke, out of Arizona, because of time, how do you respond to Jim being a earther and you a flat earther? He doesn't understand why y'all think the earth is flat.
Yeah, and so one thing I want to comment on is the solar eclipse. And there's just a lot of random circumstance that the moon is the perfect size to cover the sun exactly. And, you know, based on how far away the sun is and how close the moon is, a lot of things have to be in line for that to happen, and it makes more sense with the flat Earth model. And as far as those questions you were asking, I'm not quite sure what you mean by all that, but I'm happy to answer some questions. And I'll give you some background on myself.
Go ahead, Jim. Hold on, Lou. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, sure.
So that sort of falls in line with what I was saying. So if you're flat Earth and you have a sun and moon between, you're in the middle between the sun and moon, you would have to be, it's like a saucer. You would have to have a vertical saucer. That saucer would have to be flat so that it would be totally exposed to the sun, and the backside would be to the moon. And the angles don't always work with that, because it would have to be in that very specific position constantly, and that's what I mean. It would have to be a fixed position like the moon, to where you only see one side of it, and it's constantly moving around, but it would be spinning in a vertical, because the saucer's in a vertical
Jim,
position.
Jim, hold on for a minute. Hold on, Jim. I'm going to let Lou have the last response to that. Because of time, I want to get to as many calls as possible. Hold on a minute, you guys. Back in a moment.
I recommend you get a copy of my book,
from rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have the best counseling service on the planet. If you need counseling, intervention, or family counseling anywhere in the world, I literally counsel with men and women around the world and families by phone, Skype, or in-house. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. To make an appointment. And you may only need one session. Some people, two, or maybe follow up, it's up to you. But you're going to, if you want to overcome, you can. Also, I do personal shout-outs for you as well. Shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, congratulations. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget to support us as well. I want to get to as many calls and super chats as possible. So I want to go quickly back to Jim, a first time call out of Illinois, who don't believe the earth is flat. And he's explaining why. And Luke out of Arizona, who believe the earth is flat, and he is explaining why he believe it's flat. Luke, do you remember Jim respond, what Jim just said about the earth being round?
Not really. It's kind of confusing.
Jim, repeat what you just said, just to freshen his mind, what you said right now.
I'll try to simplify it. So if you have an earth that looks like a saucer, and you have your example where it blocks the moon out perfectly, that saucer would be have to be on end. It would have to be facing the earth. It would have to not be, it would have to be in a fixed position, because it would always have to be flat against the earth so it could block out the moon and things. Otherwise, if it's a horizontal plane and flat, let's say a platter on a table or something like that, you would only see a line through when you had the solar or lunar eclipses, because you wouldn't, it wouldn't cover the whole area. So what you're saying is, I guess my question is, how is the earth affixed in the, you know, in space, so that you have this totality of a solar eclipse or lunar blood moon type, you know, solar blood moon, lunar eclipse, whatever. And, so then would it have to be flat? Would it have to be on end? Would it have to be vertical instead of horizontal, so that it constantly blocks out the complete portion of the sun against the moon, and so you'd have the total eclipse? Otherwise, you just have this line, I guess, because it's just a horizontal line, and the sun would penetrate through it, and you'd only see a line on the moon or whatever.
What do you say to that, Luke?
Yeah, so, you know, we live on a flat plane with a kind of a dome, and the sun and the moon spiral around. As far as the eclipse, the perfect eclipse was only seen from certain parts of the world. And so if you were on a different side of the world, like in Arizona here, we couldn't see the eclipse because it wasn't perfectly lined up. And if you think of the sun and the moon as like a spotlight shining down, from the heavens or the dome or whatever, it would make sense that some places would have a full eclipse, perfectly eclipsed, while other places we wouldn't see the full eclipse. As far as the horizontal line you're talking about, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that.
So when you go into the dark phase or at night, does the sun then go under the planet and then
no.
it comes back over the top? How does that work?
No. So the sun actually just moves further away. And as the sun moves further away, the sun looks like it's setting beneath the horizon. But in fact, if you were to zoom in with a telescope, you'd actually see it come back into view.
But if Earth is only 25,000 miles wide and you have a massive sun, it's always going to have penetration of sun across the whole globe, and you'd never get darkness.
Well, you're assuming that the sun is massive. So if you imagine the sun and the moon are actually the same size, and it's not that far away, it tells you.
It has to be fairly large. I mean, and it also has to be fairly large because by the time you block out the Earth, which then darkens the moon or whatever, it has to be a larger body, much larger than us, so that it actually works properly.
Let me do this because of time, and I want to get to as many calls as possible. The young lady that I was speaking to the other day, Jim, said that if the Earth is not flat, if the Earth is round and the Earth is turning, and there has to come a point when we are under the Earth, and when we are underneath the Earth, why is it that you can jump up and down and not fall off or something?
Well, see, if he's talking about flat Earth and it's horizontal, then the only way it could be spinning is if you spun like the plate around in circles. Because if you centrifugally forced it to end over end, you'd have all kinds of problems with gravity and different things like that. So there's a number of things here that have to be addressed, I guess.
The anchor baby making a really good point.
I was hearing Luke say that the sun is basically, he was trying to describe the flat Earth model to Jim. Jim doesn't know that flat earthers believe the sun is just basically far closer and local. And it just moves far away, and that's how night comes about. But Luke, no one has ever brought the sun back into view by zooming into the horizon. Never in history, not even once. Not a single video of that exists.
Well, yeah, there is. If you look, going over the ocean, you can see it go underneath the ocean with your eyes, and then they zoom in with a high-powered lens or telescope.
Could you send me a video of that? I've never seen one.
Yeah. I'll find one. I'll send it over. As far as answer the question,
send it to producer@jesseleepeterson.com.
Okay. And as far as the gravity, I understand because I grew up with a science background. I went to college and studied physics.
Really?
I understand the globe model too. So, they say the Earth's core is very dense. The gravity, holds everything in place. But what doesn't make sense to me is they say space is a vacuum, and in movies when they lose air pressure, everything gets sucked out into space. However, there's no physical dome around the Earth based on their model to keep everything in. So if space is really out there, you would think that the oceans and everyone would get sucked out into space.
Why don't we stick to the way more provable and exciting claim that a sun exists in the horizon? It's merely hidden from its distance. You produce that video, we will all be shocked. We will all be like, wow.
Okay, I'll send it over.
Luke, do you believe that, my producer told me that flat earthers don't believe that gravity exists at all. Are you one of those?
Well, there is a force that exists on us to keep us, you know, down. But the anchor baby said, yeah, there's a, you know, density, buoyancy within the median. So, you know, a feather will fall, will float on water versus a rock, you know, sinking. And that's kind of another force. People call it gravity.
You don't believe that gravity exists at all?
Well, not the way they tell us. I do think there is a force like gravity.
I know, but give me a, because I'm black and slow and I don't know how to understand this stuff. Do you believe gravity exists at all? Yes or no?
No. I think it's a little different than what they say.
Amazing. All right. Last word, Jim.
Nope. I just thought I'd address some of that. I guess the question is if the Earth is flat or all the other bodies of the, cosmos flat also? Is the sun flat? Is the moon flat? Is the universe flat? If you go to the Big Bang Theory, or at least the creation of the world through God, it would be a sort of a Big Bang Theory. And so that would even be a sphere, because it would not just go out as a rippling effect like across a lake. It would actually go into a sphere type of event. So questions I thought I'd bring up.
Last word, Luke from Arizona.
Yeah, the thing is, we don't know if the Earth is flat or round. However, the question is, why do they want us to think it's round? And I think they just don't want us to believe in God, because if we were the center of the universe, people would live their lives a little bit differently, I think.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
You
have a great weekend.
All right.
God too. Bless.
Thank you. Oh, amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Victor out of North Carolina. Victor, you are on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse.
Hey, Victor.
I bought in, so 3 years, maybe 4 years, I believe that what you taught is all thoughts are all lies all the time.
Yes.
And I followed up with that, right? I did it for years. And my life took off, right? And one thing, the next step I'm doing in life that I don't hear you talk enough about, in my humble opinion, is taking risks, right? You'll say start a business, but like the next step was to take risks for me as an individual, right? And with how you present it all thoughts are all lies all the time, it allowed me to learn and grow my life astronomically, man. And thank you.
You're welcome. But what do you mean by taking a risk, and why should you take a risk?
Well, for me, taking a risk is, I put that in the, because I'm a very safe person, right? Like, I like my money over here, and I'm a safe person. So my next step in life is to take a risk and buy a house, right? To take a risk and start a company that could fail, right? To take a risk.
But why would you take a risk rather than just doing it and having a way to see?
Well, that's what I have to do now, right? And it took me 3 years to get to this point.
Meaning?
To wait and see.
Are you still taking risks, or are you doing what you do and then have a way to see?
It's a little of both, right?
Meaning what? You can't do both.
Well, I can.
How?
I can walk and chew gum at the same time on a good day.
But how can you take a risk and have a way to see? How can you do both?
So taking a risk for me is to put money into an investment, right? Like your coin that I want to look into, which I don't, you know, it's the risk, right? The risk buying the coin.
But why would you call that a risk?
Because it's spending money I may or may not have into the future.
And where is the future?
Well, it's not there yet, but...
But why would you think about something that doesn't exist?
Because it's part of reality.
If it doesn't exist, how can it be part of reality?
The same reason that reality gets me down the road.
If the future doesn't exist... How can it be a part of reality?
Well, the future to some degree does exist because if I look into buying a house, right, I'm a first-time home buyer. I'm excited to do that, right? For me, buying a home is a risk, right? And it's just a practical idea, right? It's not a something made up in my mind. And that's all I, like, am getting at. I'm not so much getting.
But how can you look into a future that doesn't exist? If it's not reality, how can you see something that's not reality?
Well, it's a reality that my bank account is where it's at. It's a reality that I'm going to buy a house.
Whatever money you have in the bank, is you have it in the bank now, not in the future. And whatever house you're buying it now and not in the future. So how can you see a future that's not reality? I really want to understand that.
Well, I would put that more along the lines of not so much a physical thing, but of like a wife, right?
A what?
You know what I mean? A wife, because I'm 35, unmarried, no kids. Like, I would put that more in the concept of, like, looking for a family or a wife. Like, that is a total lie if I want that, right? Because I don't know what I want. Anyways, Uncle Jesse, I just wanted to call in and say I love you, bro.
Thank you, man. You stay with it, too. Stay with it. Stay with it. And just stay with it, no matter what, all right?
Yeah, and can I give a birthday shout-out?
Shout-out. Birthday.
The Hank Report.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, James' birthday was in July.
Yeah. Hey, y'all have a great day. Thank you, Uncle Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Some super chats. We do appreciate it. Thank you. Let me make sure that we got to all of them yesterday, and we did. So let me get to the ones from today. Coffees from Lori. Appreciate it. Says, hey, Jesse, biblical question answer.
Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
She says, mercy. Jesus taught that you have to be merciful in order to receive mercy, and sacrifice is not necessary.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Jimmy with the coffee says, Israeli settlers in the West Bank are laying a siege on 2 Palestinian families to force them to leave their homes. What do you think about that?
I'm not aware of that at all. Thank you.
Eugene with some coffee says, good morning, Jesse and crew. Nick, you are doing a good job. Take, I wish you well. I think it meant Hake. Love you all. Thank you for everything, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
And shouts out Hassan.
Shout out.
We got Ryan with a Cash App. Appreciate that. Says, I failed this month's assignment. Can I start over?
So this month is Men History Month. And I said the assignment for the men this month is for the whole, just 1 month only. For 1 month only, don't be angry. Don't get angry at anyone for any reason. Don't argue. Don't get angry with anyone for any reason about anything, and especially your wife. Just one more. You already failed. What the? All right.
He's starting again.
Right on.
Congratulations to all the pilled people who received gold pills. Bot gifted a cookie. Says, what up? Rip the mainstream media apart like you do. A cookie, a fleet, and a can from some viewers who are supporting you.
Right on. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
I'm a little new myself, but I believe
Thank
those
you.
Are all gifts on Pilled.
Okay.
Jermaine with a coffee says, hey, Jesse and crew, good morning. Jesse, it's my birthday today. Can I get a happy birthday from you? And a what the?
Shout out. If you want a birthday shout out, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Because if I start that up again, that's all I'll be doing the whole show. So go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you.
Insomniac with a super chat says, what does Hake's back and a liberal's feelings have in common?
Man.
He says they're both fragile.
Amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony with a super chat says, I don't know if the earth is round or flat. It is what it is, I guess. Shout out Jesse and the Ankle Baby.
Thank you. Shout out. I think it's interesting that there is a discussion about whether the earth is flat or round. To me, that the fact that people discuss it is mind-blowing. But thank you.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Half Black Tony says that teacher sounds like his mama.
I'm telling you. We up there crying. What the? Thank you.
Taylor with a super chat says, enough flat earth debate. Just ask Katy Perry. Remember she went up in space?
Oh,
with
yeah.
Those other girls?
Amazing.
DEI astronauts.
What the?
Another super chat from Taylor. If the earth is flat, then that means the moon and the sun would be flat too. What the?
Amazing.
That's not what they say, but it doesn't matter.
I think it's interesting, too, that flat earth is, I just found this out today, that flat earthers don't believe in gravity at all. It must be my fault. Amazing. Thank you.
Brad Ninja says Jesse's single because godly women don't respect him.
That's right. Amazing.
Marianne with
I got my children the right way out of wedlock.
The right way?
Yeah. I'm just playing. It wasn't the right way. I'm only joking. You should be married before...
Yeah, if you didn't say that, a bunch of out-of-wedlock kids would have been made today.
Right. So I was just joking. No, I made children out-of-wedlock, but I would not suggest that. Thank you.
A cookie from Marion. 0 o'clocked another cookie. I think Marion says a message here. It's unclear to me. It just says family and brother.
Thank you. Amazing.
Marcus with a super chat says, hey, Jesse, I'm a scientist. I know things. I have a degree.
Ooh.
And then I prove the earth is flat. I even have an AI video proof that I saw on TikTok.
Oh, like that teacher had a teacher degree, went to the top schools. Amazing. Thank you.
Bolgar with his coffee says the sun and the moon are the exact same size. That is observable by naked eye during an eclipse. The idea that the sun is 400 times farther and by coincidence at the same time 400 times bigger than the moon is ridiculous.
Amazing. Thank you.
Whatever, Bolgar. No. I'm letting my globe stuff get in the way of super chat.
Amazing. Thank you.
Matt with a cookie says, let's haul our, I can't say that. He's talking about marijuana pipes, basically.
He a Christian. Nick can't say that.
He's just saying, let's celebrate Friday is what he's saying.
Right on. It's Friday. Thank you.
Part Patriot Party Pod, gifted a can, says, sup. F words, don't forget the, and he promotes some other stuff I can't say.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant says, morning. A staycation is when you go on break for 1 to 2 weeks from work and stay home instead of traveling. You do return to work. You guys had me dying trying to figure that one out.
The staycation.
You're like, so that means you just stay on the vacation? I'm like telling you, no, that means you just go vacation from work, but you just stay home.
Oh, okay. Oh, mate. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Amazing.
And the last one, Kaya, Jesus desired nothing. He was complete and whole with the Father. In the Father, there is nothing lacking. Happy Men's History Month to all the men of Bond, especially the Alpha Male, whom I'm blessed to follow. Shout out.
Shout out. Who's that?
I think that's you.
Kayla.
Kaya.
Kaya. Oh, hey, Kaya.
Shout out.
That was her response to the biblical question?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And I put my two cents in on Sunday. Good to hear from you. I got to take a break. Thanks for your support. When I come back, right to the phones. Hate news, not the fake news with Anchor Baby. Back in a moment.
I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the?
If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Excellent second hour, Jesse Lee Peterson's show done already. We got more calls, more news topics, and other things, so don't go anywhere. Just a little news break here. And we left off with these scammers. Although I was saying scammer because mental health, you got to forgive to fix that. But Selena Gomez and her mother are working at Fix Mental Health. Her name is Mandy, Selena's mother. And they're being sued for fraud by investors in their mental health startup called Wondermind. Two investment groups that put nearly $1.2 million into the company filed a federal lawsuit in Delaware accusing Gomez. Tiffy and former co-founder Daniela Pearson and the company itself of securities fraud and related claims. The investors say the founders falsely represented that Wondermind had the infrastructure, leadership, and resources to succeed. They claimed they were promised Gomez would actively serve as head of marketing, that major partnerships and revenue initiatives were already underway, and that an app would be built. None of those materialized, according to the suit. While the company allegedly failed to pay employees and vendors on time and quietly struggled for years without informing investors, the plaintiffs say they only learned the full extent of the problems from a 2025 media report. They are seeking a return of their investment plus damages. Gomez representatives have not yet commented. You can't build a business and fix mental health on vibes alone. Ladies, USA floods, you know, those have been going on for a couple of days now. And severe flooding continues to hammer the Midwest as powerful storms pound the region for a sixth straight day. Indiana has been hit the hardest, with parts of the state seeing rare 1-in-1,000-year rainfall totals. Rivers are overflowing. The White River in Anderson crested at a record over 24 feet, its highest level in more than a century, prompting evacuations in Anderson, Muncie, and other communities. Water rescues are underway across multiple counties. Roads remain impassable, and hundreds of homes have been flooded. Governor Mike Braun declared a statewide disaster emergency and activated the National Guard. More than 200,000 customers in Indiana alone are without power, and over 300,000 across the broader Midwest and Ohio Valley still in the dark. Additional heavy rain is even possible through the weekend, raising the risk of further flooding in already saturated areas. Wishing them well out there. Wondering if you heard about this one. You might have missed it this week. President Trump, in fact, this week signed an executive order establishing a new gold standard childhood vaccine recommendations. The order reduces the number of vaccines recommended for all children from 18 diseases down to 11 core ones, including measles, mumps, rubella, polio, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and others. Shots for COVID-19, flu, hepatitis A and B, rotavirus, and several others would shift to high-risk groups or shared clinical decision-making between parents and doctors. The order also recommends splitting the combined MMR vaccine into three separate single-disease shots once available. Trump cited comparisons to peer countries that recommended fewer doses and reiterated long-standing concerns about autism, though major studies have found no link. The guidance is not a federal mandate. School requirements remain state level, but it directs agencies to promote the new recommendations. Republican senators released text messages from Anthony Fauci's government phone showing a January 2021 discussion with then-Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Fauci noted that the fever and cytokine response after a second COVID vaccine dose theoretically could be associated with miscarriage in the first trimester, while also stating that more than 10,000 pregnant women had been vaccinated with no issues reported at the time. Later, larger studies have found miscarriage risk from vaccines. So that's the ongoing controversy with that. You can add this with the Massachusetts abortion thing. You may have heard of it, but Massachusetts has become the latest state to ease late-term abortion restrictions. On August 10th, Governor Maura Healey signed legislation allowing abortions after 24 weeks when a physician determines it's appropriate based on the patient's individual medical circumstances. The change effectively removes a rigid gestational cutoff in those cases. Massachusetts now joins 9 states that impose no gestational limit on abortion. Are they just going to kill him outside of the womb next? I mean, look at all these people supporting Lindsey Clancy. But enough of that mess. Third hour, Jesse Lee Peterson. Go right on.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? An amazing question. Mercy, mercy, Lord, mercy. I didn't die. Die one time and ain't got to die no more. You heard that song? What?
I have not.
Why not?
I've heard you sing it now that you said ain't got to die no more, that part.
Right.
But I don't know that song.
Mercy.
I do not hear it in my head.
Mercy, Lord.
I wish I did.
Oh, God. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and doing whatever it is you got to do, but you still would like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. By calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest day. Whatever is on your mind. Watch this video. It's so amazing. And, this morning is the first time I'm seeing it. It's funny and put together by the anchor, baby. It is mind-blowing. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Just a nice, quiet weekend. It's perfect. Oh.
Cunningham driving to the basket, and she gets clotheslined.
Hi, how are you?
So much for peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Only women are eligible to play, but the league doesn't define what a woman is.
Could this culminate in you actually playing in the WNBA?
It better.
Well, they can't get any crazier.
The hot divorcee summer.
Forget brat summer. That's so 2024.
Please kill me.
Can I get you anything else?
Yeah, it comes with shrimp in it.
I know, baby, I eat here all the time. But I'm talking about, can they put some extra shrimp in it? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I can add extra shrimp.
Okay, I get one more side, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me Okay, Harry. Hello.
How you ordering?
Go ahead and order. Take her while I'm talking to Uncle Harry.
She said, I get one more side, right? But it sounded like she said, I get one more side, right? When was that, right? It was something like that. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. A spiritual battle. You never, ever, ever, never gonna be free and have perfect peace as long as you are you. When you are no longer you, you will have the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. You're not going to get it being you. You got to stop being you. And it's just mind-blowing to me and interesting, this journey, this spiritual journey. There's nothing like it. There's nothing to compare it to. And it is a, I almost said trip. It is a trip, but it is different. And I noticed that every man, every woman, every male, every female that take this spiritual journey, they go through the same thing. They deal with the same thing. The evil tempted them and threatened them and make promises to them, to everybody in the same way. But stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. And human beings. And this I promise you, I'm not making this up. If it wasn't revealed to me where I can see it, I wouldn't know it. I would not believe it just because somebody said it. Just because I said it don't mean I meant it. Human beings, all human beings, all human beings are evil. They're evil, every human being on the planet. And then just to hear the word evil doesn't explain the depths of evil inside of human beings. You're not, it's a lie. It's a bald-faced lie. It is not true, never has been true, and it never will be true that you can find good in human beings. You're not going to find it in your mama, in your daddy, in your brothers, your cousin, your sister, yourself, or anyone else. Human beings are wicked to the core, and that's why most human beings don't overcome it, because they will not admit to themselves, I am evil. I'm angry. I'm resentful. I'm judgmental. I'm evil. They don't know. And I don't even know if they would do it even if they knew. They don't know that the only way and the beginning and only way of overcoming evil is to admit that you are evil. You'd rather believe a lie that you're good. I hear it all the time. My wife is good. My mama was good. My daddy was good. I'm good, they say. Those are lies. Look at yourself and find some good in you. I'll eat my hat if I have one, except a white history hat. You're not going to find. Human beings are evil. And just look at yourself. Look at how you judge yourself and others. How you what you really think about other people. Just think about that. What you think, that's evil. How you judge other people. How you get a thrill from judging others or seeing others in misery or anything. You get a thrill from it because you're evil. and you call that thrill life, and then you go out looking for more thrills. Look at how family members and husbands and wives and adult children and other treat each other in the family. There's no love. And you're lying when you say you're doing. You just lie. Just lie. Human beings are evil. I would recommend do what you want. Really. Stay in your evil. I would recommend you divorce yourself from the world. Divorce yourself from the world. Divorce yourself from the world. For those men and women who want to be free, you got to divorce yourself from the world. Otherwise, you're never going to be free. And believe me, I counsel with men and women around the world. It's a sad situation. The devil says and does the same thing to everyone. It doesn't even matter the language that you speak. One language that all human beings speak is the devil language. There's no love. Nobody loved nobody, period. Amazing, huh? Did y'all hear about this situation again? Did they ever find that what happened to that black boy down in Mississippi who went out with his friends and he never came back, according to the story? Any update on that?
You talking about Nolan Wells?
I don't know.
The one that was out on a trip and he decided to stay back and they found him drowned?
Oh, yeah, the black boy that went out with his white friends.
I don't think so. I didn't hear any
update. Because I don't hear anything about that anymore.
I didn't quite see, but the latest on that, you know, I saw them complaining about it and saying that it was racist and then most likely killed him. But the latest from New York Times is that, well, Nolan Wells, you know, here's giving me it's reminding me of what happened, how he disappeared July 4th during a boat trip and his body was recovered. So the cause and manner of death is still undetermined, at least as of the August 7th updates. The state autopsy was completed and provided to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, but full results, including toxicology, have not been publicly released.
Nice. Yeah, it just caught my mind because apparently there's another situation. And I guess this is in Mississippi. It looked like it. The Jackson Police Department says they're in an active death investigation underway after the 29-year-old mother of four was found dead. She dead. Was found dead. Hanging from a tree behind a vacant house, ABC 7.
Now to the death of Tasia Fortune, a 29-year-old woman found hanging from a tree in Mississippi.
Yeah, good morning to you, Robin. Tasia Fortune's death has alarmed a lot of people, sparking fears about racially motivated murders. Now, police haven't said exactly how she died, but this morning her mother telling our team that she knows her daughter did not do this to herself.
This morning, growing demands for answers in Mississippi after a 29-year-old mother of four was found dead, hanging from a tree.
We're going to press this as far as we can press it until she gets justice.
Tasia Fortune's body was discovered last week behind a vacant house in Jackson. The family telling ABC News the circumstances surrounding her death do not add up.
Tasia loved living life. Like, there's no way
no way that she took her own life.
The Jackson Police Department saying, quote, an active death investigation is underway. They have not named any suspects and declined to comment on local reports that they questioned the father of one of Fortune's children about the death. Court records show Terrence Anderson, who's behind bars on an unrelated weapons charge, lives on the same street block where Fortune's body was found.
No one's blaming Ted or anything like that. You know, we just want answers.
There is an autopsy that's pending and should determine whether there was foul play involved in her death.
Earth is not heaven. Man is not God. I recommend you divorce yourself from the world. During a CNN segment on the lynching, a black CNN anchor says, the images of a black person in the South hanging from a tree evokes painful memories. CNN.
Of death. Again, a lot we still don't know here, but obviously the raw imagery of a black person hanging from a tree in the American South evokes a very painful history. Now, you to death. Again, a lot we still don't know here, but obviously the raw imagery of a black person hanging from a tree in the American South evokes a very painful history. Now, you.
Well, Beta, you got to be out of your mind. Really? Well, most people are out of their mind anyway, but you got to be out of your mind to hear about some gal was hanging from a tree down in Mississippi, and right away you think about it evokes memories of slavery or whatever, hanging from trees. It's something wrong with your mind if you're doing that. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Why not have a way to see? But your brother listened to the devil and makes you think it's racial or something else. Human beings are evil. They have no love. Human nature is the nature of Satan. All human nature is wicked, is evil, men and women. It doesn't matter color, the money, the house, or nothing. Amazing, huh? One last thing, and then I get back to your calls here. A black female DA officer prepares to drop a gas station beating charges over quote-unquote missing evidence. But they tell me that the evidence is online, and they're now being told I need to hold on for that clip. It's not operating properly. So we'll let me know when it's ready, and we'll play that for you. I want to go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy. How are you?
Great.
Amazing.
Hey, I couldn't read when I graduated high school.
You couldn't what?
I could not read.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I think it's the way the schools work. It's not the kids. It's the way that the teachers are teaching.
You had a transgender teacher?
No, I didn't have that in school.
Why you couldn't read? Oh, you had like... You have ADD or something, right?
Yeah, I have ADHD, and I have autism, and I have dyslexia.
So the teacher would not have been able to teach you anyway.
Well, the way I learn is different than everybody else, so right. It's just a waste of time.
Right.
I learn more with, like, pictures, too, I noticed.
Did you graduate high school?
I graduated, yeah.
Why did they graduate you and you couldn't read or anything?
Because they knew I was disabled, but they just didn't have a label for me back then.
Oh, I see.
A lot of girls didn't get diagnosed with it, so I was in special ed most of my life because I couldn't keep up with the neurotypicals. But it's because I learned different from everybody else. Plus, I'm taking in all the lights and sounds So the light in the classroom was putting me into burnout, and it was blocking me from being able to learn. After I graduated and took my time, my brain started coming into cool down for years. It took a long time. And I started slowly being able to take in information.
Are your brains working now?
Mostly. I've gotten a lot better. I can read now.
So you're
responding. And I can run a business.
You're reacting to that black teacher that was crying, according to a report. He was crying because the black student in high school, 17 to 18, could not read.
Yeah.
Are you responding to that? What do you think about that situation?
I think that they're crying about it, but they're the cause of it.
The teachers are?
If there's something, yes, obviously. They have to be. There's no bad student. There's only bad teachers. Isn't that a saying?
are the parents to blame? Because if they love their children, they wouldn't send them to school.
Yeah, I think that it is the parents' fault. I think the school system needs to be turned upside down. I think a lot of parents should pull out their kids, and we should start all over. Just homeschool them all and see what happens, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, if parents love their children, they wouldn't send them to school. The parents don't love their children. And that's why the school teachers can do whatever they want, because they know that the parents really don't. They may not say it out loud, but they know the parents don't care about the children at all.
They don't. They send them to school for a babysitter, honestly.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Just want to get rid of them.
I remember.
You don't need that much teaching. Like, you really don't need much. I like the schools that I've noticed have started up. They're doing like 3 to 4 hours of like reading, writing, and math. And then the rest of the time, they're teaching them hands-on training, like mechanics or wood shop or like whatever, cooking classes, and getting them into something that they are like actually interested in and teaching them a trade. And I think that that is the way that schools are going to be in the future.
Yeah. I think that.
Especially neurodivergent like us, we're neurodivergent, and we learn more hands-on in doing projects than just sitting in the classroom.
What do you mean by you're neurodivergent?
Neurodivergent is a different learning style.
What is neurodivergent? How do you learn neurodivergent?
That's like just the label they give kids that learn different.
Neurodivergent? Wasn't it?
And we like take in sensory overload.
You heard of neurodivergence?
Noah's virgin?
Right.
No, I mean, I perked up as soon as I heard that, too. It's something I'd never heard in my life.
What is neurodivergence, Brandy? What is that?
Neurodivergent.
Oh.
It's like
neurodivergent. I'm like, Noah's virgin.
I thought Noah had a bunch of virgins.
It's a medical term to just mean you think differently.
Were they all related to Mary?
Maybe.
For Brandy?
Hey, and I just wanted to say a hurricane category 1 is heading straight for me. Isn't that so exciting?
Oh, you mentioned that yesterday. Did it not reach you guys yet?
It reaches tomorrow.
Oh.
I think tomorrow night. It's hitting the island. Like, the eye is hitting the island, and it's never happened in history. I'm going to witness something happen in history, and hopefully I survive and see you on the other side.
That's like your mother calling you and telling you that I'll be there on Saturday.
I know. The weather's always wrong. It's like the one job you get to see.
It's like a hurricane is coming. Well, Brandon,
all right.
I appreciate
I'll call you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll call you Monday, maybe.
Okay, I wish you well. If the hurricane does arrive there, be careful through it. I wish you well.
We're going to do our best. Pray for us.
I will. Amazing.
I'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Australia. Her around the world and talk to a first-time caller, Jazz. All that jazz. Jazz, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man?
All this well, Jazz.
How's your day going, man?
Amazing.
Amazing. Joel, he black. I just want to ask you today, how do you distinguish between surrendering your will to God and simply becoming passive or accepting things that you should actually take responsibility for and change?
You do that by stop thinking. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about the future. Don't think about what you want. Don't think about what you have. Don't think about who you are or who you're not. Don't think about others. Just stop thinking. And then when you stop thinking, those thoughts are going to have a fit, but don't react to those thoughts. And then, but first you got to realize that you're evil. Anyone that has anger is evil. It doesn't matter the amount of anger or whatever. Any human being, male or female, with anger is evil. And when you can admit that you're evil and go and forgive, especially the mother first and then the father, either way or both, then God will forgive you, and then you will surrender all of your everything to him and let him take care of it. But you got to give
does
up
that
thinking.
Mean, does that mean, Jesse, at one point you had to forgive your own mother too as well?
You got to forgive your own mother first. Your mother and father, yeah. Or you will never be forgiven by God.
Did you forgive your own mother as well, or
you
no?
You got to do it first. Ain't no way around it.
No, I know. I can do that too, but I'm saying you have to do it for your own mother.
Have you done it?
I mean, I did do it at one point. I literally walked up to her. I'm like, I forgive you, mother. And I'm wondering if you had done the same thing as well at that point.
You got to do it. There's no way around it. You're never going to be free. And you will never be forgiven by God.
But I did do it. I just told you, Jesse, I did do it. But
asked me, do you have to forgive your mother?
I did do it. I walked up to her. I literally told her, I'm like, hey, mother, I forgive you. I know you put me through that. But I became a man. I grew out of malehood and became a man. Right? And that's why I'm asking. I was like, hey, Jesse, did you do the very exact thing as well, just to ensure that you became a man as well, or did you were you just suffering from betaism during that
I'm telling you, Jed, unless you don't hear me, I'm telling you, every human being, and there's not one on the planet, male or female, you will never know God. You will never be one with God until you see that you're angry and then go and forgive your mother. Every human being, mother on the planet, has destroyed the children.
That's absolutely correct, brother. I agree with you, Jesse.
Did you forgive
but were
your
you
father,
able to
too?
Forgive your... I did forgive my mama. I was just curious if you had
did
at
you
that
forgive
point
your
as well.
Father, too?
I did forgive him. I did. And I told him, I'm like, hey, thank you for not raising me, being away from me. I really appreciate you for... you know, letting me figure my own self out, but I really disrespect the fact that he was never there for me, man, to be honest with you, yeah.
And so what did you say to your father when you went to him?
I told him, I'm like, I appreciate you. Thank you for giving birth to me. I appreciate you. But you have absolutely let me down. But no matter what, I still love you. I have love for you no matter the cost. I still forgive you.
But you have not forgiven him if you accused him like that.
But I have to accuse him because, he's a bitch-ass nigga.
888-7753-773. Stretch Off is now on pills.net. Back in a moment. Thank you.
you know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. I let Jazz go from Australia the first time calling because he started cursing on the show. He know he can't do that. So I let him go. When he said about his father with curse words and stuff. Amazing, huh? Announcement. The No Hate Report. Boo! Boo! No Hate Report today. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, he should be back on Monday. But No Hate Report. There will be at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked to Savannah Guthrie Craven. I got this Savannah Guthrie name in my mind for some reason. Something's on my mind. It's been troubling me a long, long time. Samantha Craven, not Guthrie. No Guthrie. I would love to interview her, though, have a discussion with Samantha Guthrie. Jump on that, producer. But this is Samantha Craven. She's a pro-life activist. And the host of Her Patriot Voice.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm proud to be an American. I love being an American. These radical ideas that the left is pushing, they hate America. And they have no idea how good they have it.
A lot of the protesters, they're out there protesting. And they don't know why.
People want to feel included, and they're not pushed to think and answer things for themselves because there's nothing in our laws written that you can't be black, that you can't be a woman, and you can't be gay, or all three of those things.
The Fallen State at 11 a.m., right after what should have been the Hate Report, right after that. And after that, and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com, all right? Thank you all in advance. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Oh, Lord. The American Anchor Baby. After the Fallen State, sometimes the Fallen State is a whole hour, and maybe a little old at times, so. 12:15, 12:30, somewhere in there. The American Anchor Baby today. And I'll see you on Sunday, Meeting Star at the Fellowship. All are invited. The meeting starts at 11. Doors open at 10:30. And you can go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuilding Demand for more information. rebuildingdemand.com/church. I want and thank you for your support. And don't forget to check out Bill on Punchy. Punchy TV with Bill. Brand new episode from last Wednesday. So you can podcast. It was amazing. I want to, I mentioned this story. I think they have the video ready now. The soundbite. Where a Grok is reporting that a Georgia DA plans to drop charges against three men arrested for a gas station assault, citing weak evidence. But the sheriff defends the arrest from WTOC 11.
A viral video showing a group beating someone up outside of a Pooler gas station. Sheriff Richard Coleman saw the video and moved quickly to make arrests.
I'm telling you, I'm coming for you.
Documenting much of the investigation on social media.
Social media is a norm now. It's a way of communicating. It's a way of being transparent. And, you know, we wanted to send a message the way the message was sent to us. And to the community and to the people.
Once the arrests were made, investigators handed the case to the district attorney's office. Internal emails obtained by WTOC Investigate show prosecutors were alarmed by what was missing from the case file. Assistant District Attorney Sarah Moorhead contacted the lead investigator on the case, Trey Connors, and outlined 10 pieces of missing evidence, including warrants with the actual date of the incident, hospital records, witness identification of the defendant, and most critically, an interview with the victim. Moorhead writing to Connors, these should have been done before arrests were made.
Do we rely on law enforcement to do thorough investigations, have evidence, especially to have talked to the victim in order to make the case, because they have to come before the court and testify. If the case is not strong in recorder's court, it's not going to get stronger in superior court.
So what happens to the three men that have been arrested? Motrion Williams' attorney says that prosecutors are moving towards dropping the case against him. The same will likely happen to Scott and Alexander unless the case files are strengthened.
Amazing, huh? Only in America, you have the wrong people in charge. You got black people in charge of your country, and all they build are ghettos. They don't make it better. What a mess, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. 888, let's go to the phone calls. 888, and then the super chats. 888-775-3773. I'm going to try and move as many as I can. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Let's go to Iowa and talk to Michael. Michael, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Great to talk to you, man.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, I was calling. I'm taking a look at America, and every day it's something new with Carmelo Anthony or the several attacks on white people, and seems like there's getting to be less and less white people. I look over at Europe and see all the trouble that the white people are going through, and I'm wondering, why don't we? It's the falling snow.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm wondering, why don't we help out some of them white Europeans? And we let 15 million Mexicans into the country. Why don't we go ahead and offer some of these that are being harassed by the Muslims over there in Europe to come on over to America and kind of shore up the numbers as far as white people go?
Why would you do that? Then you're just going to get more of the same in America.
Well, I'm saying if I'm not saying don't bring the Muslims over. Bring the white people that are being harassed by the Muslims.
I know, but when they come to America, they're going to be harassed by the Muslims in America. And the
blacks, I suppose that's true.
And the blacks and everyone else. So why would you take them out of one hellhole and put them into another hellhole?
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of just thinking about us, trying to keep the country more of a white country, as far as, because I know once the white people become a minority, it's going to go downhill fast.
And I agree to that, but what are white people doing in America to prevent that from happening?
Not enough, that's for sure.
What are they doing, period?
Little to nothing. And that's just that's kind of what I'm just kind of bouncing off here. It's just,
so if you bring white
I'm just
people
wondering,
here,
we need to do something.
If you bring white people here from Europe, they didn't do anything about their Europe country. They're not going to do anything about the American country. You just have more white people here where the Muslims and the blacks and everybody else can beat up on. There's already a genocide on white people.
You're right. You're right, Jesse. That opens up my eyes. Thanks, man. That's why I listen.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yeah, God bless you, man.
You too, buddy. White people won't stand up. Fear. They pretend that they believe fear is real. Fear is not real. Fear is an illusion. It's not real at all. A friend of mine just sent me a text, and it says, and I don't want to comment on it because I'm just not getting it. A surrogate can give birth in Texas to a baby with heart defect after parents requested abortion. That's what the story says. It's from Fox News, look like. So apparently this female got pregnant for these folks who, I guess, used her to have a baby for them, and the baby had heart defect, and they wanted, according to, it appeared that they wanted the baby to be aborted, but she had the baby anyway. Amazing. We'll have more of that update for you as we move forward. Ken Paston. Let's see here. Intervened to ensure a hospital to provide life-saving surgery for the infant with hypoplastic left heart syndrome. That's from Fox News. Ken is the AG of Texas. Ken Paston is. What do you think about that story, if it's true? Should the woman have had the baby anyway or aborted the baby if the so-called parents wanted it?
There's still no reason to abort the baby. It's going to be okay.
Even if it's going to have a heart attack? I mean, even if it had a heart problem.
Like it's going to die? Going to die?
No, if you knew it had heart problems already before it was born.
But that doesn't mean it's going to die, right?
Right. Not necessarily.
So, I mean,
as far as I know, I'm not.
I just don't know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. You wouldn't kill someone because their arm doesn't work too well or something.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
Why? Wouldn't you want to? But I want a child. Arm ain't gonna work.
Huh? Yeah, my practical side.
Why would you want a child? The arm ain't gonna work, and now you got to carry it around all your life, even when he's 40.
Yeah, my practical side, I would press that button. But,
yeah, I'm just joking.
But then Jesus comes in and tells me not to.
Yeah. I mean, you get a wheelchair.
I didn't hear all the details, to be fair.
The surrogate mother fled to Texas after the diagnosis when she was 20 weeks pregnant, according to Fox News. She ran to Texas when she heard about the diner. So one quick question, then I can get back to some cars, super chat. Let's say a woman cannot have a baby on her own. A female can't have a baby on her own. And she hires some other woman to have the baby for her. Would she still be the parent, or would the female that's having the baby be the parent?
I think legally and biologically, the parents are still the first one. Because in this case, that woman who's having the baby in her is merely the oven.
But how about, what you said legally, right? But biologically.
And biologically. Cause
but the woman that's having the baby is the one that's having it biologically.
Well, she's pregnant biologically, but the kids inside her are not biologically hers.
Why not?
If I'm gathering the information
correctly.
She just
got pregnant by a machine.
But the machine put inside the woman the baby of someone else.
I know, but so the man that gave the woman the egg can put into another woman would be the father, but the mother would not be the mother, right?
No, the mother, here's how I understand it. You take an egg from one woman. This couple, you take an egg from a woman and her husband, hopefully, you get them and they fertilize her egg. So, but they put her egg in another woman. So it's still both the other man and woman.
Well, how can
and
it be
and the other one is just merely the oven.
But how can it be hers if she didn't have the baby?
Because it's her egg.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's that man's egg.
No, it's his seed.
I don't understand.
Well, this is how babies work. You get an egg from a woman and a seed from the man, and if you put the seed inside of the baby of a woman, you can actually take that egg and put it in a third woman, and a second woman, like another woman.
And that would make her the mother.
That would make her the oven, in this case.
Uh-uh.
It's not her egg at all. Would you... Whether you call it an oven or not, whatever you call it.
Right.
You have to admit the fact that it's not her egg.
Why not?
That's all I'm saying, because that's just a fact.
Oh.
It's not her egg. It's simply her oven.
Okay, I'm black and slow, but it looked like to me the person that had the baby is the real mother. The one that didn't have the baby is the fake mother.
I'm not saying you can't see it that way. I'm just telling you the facts that the egg is not hers.
Super.
I'm okay with like having a genetic bottleneck, meaning not making it easy for everybody to have babies. I'm okay with like people not being able to have babies.
Ooh. super.
Something. Super chat.
We got some super chats. Riley, let's start with Hannes. My bad. Hannes with a coffee says, thank you, Jesse and crew.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us.
Riley with a super chat says, oh, I think I have to sing this. I think I have to sing this. I am in Hake's chair,
okay.
And I know the song.
Oh, okay.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. And I don't know the rest, but everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Eli with a very generous super chat says the science reasoning scientists make up like the laws of physics is just the laws of God. I'm going to read it just how he wrote it. God word out how things out to work according to his love. Hence why everything is created in the image of God. This is mankind trying to be their own God.
I don't understand it. You can make it clear by calling 888-77-JESSE or on your super chat. So I can't respond because it's not clear. Thank you.
I think it's more of a statement.
Okay.
Tay, the kingdom speaker, says, hi, you.
Hi, y'all. Amazing. Hi, you.
CB with a super chat says, I got one word for Brad. Beta, forgive your mama.
Beta, you got to forgive. Ain't no way around it. Thank you.
A coffee from Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, I wonder why white people didn't listen to the late Scott Adams to get the F away from black people, because most black people are going to blame and hate white people no matter what, because most black people just don't want to be redeemed. And one more thing, Jesse, if black people think that Mississippi is so racist, then why don't all of them move away from Mississippi and move to the northern states? What a mess.
May Scott's soul rest in peace. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Prince, I on Cash App with a donation for church.
Thank you, Prince. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate your support. That is amazing. Let me go to first time call out of Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Lucas, a first time caller. Lucas, you are on the air.
Jesse, it's a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you, Lucas.
Good deal. Yeah, I just got to get it off my chest. So I know for sure and without a doubt that the earth is flat. And I just wanted to share that with you.
How do you know without a doubt?
Now, grab a hold of your chair. All right. Don't fall out.
All right.
Drum roll. Sea level.
What?
Sea level. What? What? I mean, how is that not, you know,
what
direct
do you mean
evidence?
Sea level? Explain.
I mean, level, flat, horizontal. We use it as a master reference for all elevations across the plane. So we can't sit here and say that we're living on a sphere if we're using sea level. That's redundant.
But a sphere can be leveled, right?
Well, no, that's contradictory. You can't do that.
Anchor Baby said he disagreed. And why?
Maybe I'm not understanding. How can a sphere not be level if it's the same height all the way around?
Well, that's completely different. I mean, level and horizontal, I mean, these terms go side and side with one another. I mean, that's how we came up with the word horizon from horizontal. If you go to Home Depot and you buy a level, is it curved?
The Atlantic Ocean
and
is
we are
flat.
And we are
Lucas,
we're using water within that level.
Hey Lucas, look, listen to this. The Atlantic Ocean is slightly higher than the Pacific Ocean. The mean sea level of the Atlantic side is about 20 centimeters, 8 inches higher than the Pacific side of the Panama Canal. And that's according to Google.
And how did Google verify that for us to accept that information?
By AI.
Oh, okay. So we're just going to
appeal to AI.
So we can't do that.
People measured this.
I'm just joking. I don't know that.
People measured this.
We measure the Earth flat with elevation angles to Polaris in order to derive latitude. These elevation angles, we are using sea level as that master reference for that bottom portion of that angle called the baseline. Okay? So there's no curve involved here until we start calculating and curvature.
But the sea level is not actually, the sea is not actually level.
Are you saying the sea?
Well, yeah.
Are you saying the sea is flat all the way around forever? I mean, sorry, are you saying the sea is flat all across the flat Earth forever?
Well, yeah, if we had no wind or, any type of, interruptions in that water, yes, just like a cup of water, it would lay flat and steady, but we have wind that moves it. So, like I said, we're using this as a master baseline reference for all elevation angles.
Well, it turns out the sea's not level, so.
How about the sea's not level?
So says you.
That
would you like to go
water? So in order to say that, you would have to say water is
level.
So
says us, but it's not us. It's other people who measured it, and we simply looked it up. I've never measured anything.
Water is level. Fill a bathtub, fellas. We use water levels in construction. I'm a carpenter. We use water levels.
Is the sea a bathtub or a huge? Is the sea a bathtub?
Sea is made of water,
comparison?
Brother.
But the bottom
of
the sea would
not
be.
We are talking about
the sea is not flat like a bathtub.
The sea is not right. The sea is not flat like a bathtub. That's not a good example.
Okay, we're just talking about the fluid dynamics, fellas. The fluid dynamics. Okay.
Water. I don't think the sea's level, sir.
It's level.
what water is level? What do you? We use it to.
That's
to
a different
build
argument,
with, to
sir.
Measure things.
You said the sea was level, which means that it's all flat, but it's actually
the
not level.
The sea is made of water,
but it's not level.
But it's not level.
Obviously, because there's wind blowing the water back and forth. But no, as from you know,
that's not
land
what they
to
say.
Land, we use it as a master reference.
But the experts don't agree with you on that.
So you're going to use a fallacy and appeal to authority. That's fallacious. We'll never get the truth this way, guys.
How about the experts?
What? That would be God, right? Who created this place?
But God,
that's the expert.
No.
Test all things and hold fast to that which is true. Isaiah 40:22. I'll point you to the scriptures.
Lucas,
God said
I
above the circle of the earth. The circle is flat.
Lucas, will the circle be unbroken?
Great question.
I mean, what do you mean by that? That has nothing to do with my point.
No, it has everything to do with your point.
My point is a circle is a 2D shape.
But is it unbroken?
Does it sit above the sphere of the earth?
I got to run, Lucas. Thank you, man.
Take care.
All right. Nice. Ray out of Hampton, Virginia. Brad, a first-time caller from Texas. Jared, a first-time call out of Wisconsin. Aiden, a first-time call out of the PA, Pennsylvania. And I'm out of time. What the? Charter family, can the circle be unbroken by and by 1928? Yeah, I rest my case. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. I was standing by my window when I heard the circle sound. You hear this on it? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? I am so out of time. The no hate report today, baby. The Father State at 11, and then the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your support, and bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Some of you know we have, under my nonprofit Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men. We tutor. We counsel. We help find jobs. We have church services. We have men's forums the first Thursday night of every month. We also have women's forum the third Thursday night of every month. And Sunday morning meetings for everybody, men, women, and children, everybody. And it's growing. It's growing. So, and for those who have stuck in there, they're doing amazing things. Those who want quick fix, they're not, right? Everything is a growing thing. You grow into love. You grow into life. You grow into wealth. You grow into everything, right? So check us out on RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND.